Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
.436 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Happy Columbus Day to one and to all. 804 sends a text here that I need to share before we chat with Tony and Kelsey. 804 says, Jeff, I didn't know Officer McMahon, but I worked at Hollywood Cemetery and still do, where he is laid to rest. And I remember his service to this day. All 140 acres were taken up by officers paying respect from states up and down the East Coast. It's amazing. I will tell you, I hate inspectors' funerals. That's what we call them in Philadelphia. Dress funeral in other places, whatever it is. When a police officer is killed in the line of duty, it's just tough. It really is. And I've been to far too many throughout the years. My sincere hope, my fervent prayer is I don't have to go to another one. I don't know. We'll see how that works out, I suppose. But as much as I love the bagpipes, and I do, and as much as I like pipes and drums, and I do, and the song, Amazing Grace, I love it. But I've learned to hate it throughout the years because it's played at every single inspector's funeral. And it makes every single one of us cry. And it's an amazing sight to see. You're lined up. There could be 100, could be 1,000, could be 5,000 of the biggest, toughest guys and gals you're ever going to meet in full Class A uniforms. And that freaking song hits. And every one of us just, you know, kind of trying to just, yeah, I got allergies or something. Just kicking it. Weird time for him to kick in and all. It's just, it's amazing. I know Mike McCann is amazing, you know, first sergeant over at BSP, who's a bagpipe player. He's a piper, and he's part of the Metro Richmond Police Emerald Society, and they do a great job. And Parrish Floyd is one of their drummers. I mean, they're just such great, solid dudes. But, you know, as much as you love what they do and you respect what they do and why they do it, then they play the song. It's like, oh. Anyway, I digress. One of the things we try and do with Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday Honor at the end of every month is honor a good, solid, decent law enforcement officer. And you would be amazed at how many great folks there are still on the job in the year 2024. I will tell you, we're coming up on, I think it's the ninth year. I got to check the dates. That's numbers, and I don't do numbers. But I think it's the ninth year. And when I first started it, I couldn't get chiefs of police or sheriffs to return a phone call or an email. They're like, well, what's the story? What are you really trying to do? Now, I'm so happy to say we have more nominations than we have room for. And one of the things that each and every one of these honorees get is a gift bag. And in that gift bag, for at least the last year, we went up to $200. I think it was $100 before that. Tony Brewster just really appreciates what the Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday Honor does, and he's now holding a golf tournament every year. But it's not just our Blue Friday honorees. It's kids with the Ask Foundation. So, long story short, Tony is here, and he's brought somebody with him. We're going to talk about the upcoming golf tournament. Tony, welcome, my friend.
Hey, good to be here, Jeff. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, and I know that Kelsey is here. Kelsey, would you mind pronouncing your last name for all of us?
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, my last name is Kelsey Olszewski.
No, I'm sorry, Kelsey. That is incorrect, but it was a good try. And we have some lovely parting gifts, maybe a gift card or two from Tony. No, Kelsey is here on behalf of those kids who are helped out by Tony. Tony, let me start with you briefly. Give us the lay of the land on this golf tournament, why you're doing it, and then I got to hear from Kelsey. In fact, everybody's got to hear from Kelsey. So, Tony, give us the setup here, will you?
Absolutely, buddy. So this is our seventh year, which I can't believe, seventh annual charity golf classic. It's October 25th, 11 o'clock shotgun start. We have 144 golfers having some really great, amazing fun, but more importantly, raising some badly needed funds for two amazing causes, Ask Childhood Cancer Foundation and Jeff Katz's Blue Friday, an organization you might be familiar with.
I am slightly familiar with it, and you do remember how disappointed I was the first time I came out and I realized there were no actual shotguns involved in a shotgun start of a golf tournament.
Well, the next time you sing the national anthem for us, we'll make sure and have a shotgun, you know, present and ready, locked and loaded.
Yeah, we want all 144 participants to have a good time, so that simply will not happen. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about what you do and the Ask Childhood Cancer Foundation, because it's just amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm the Associate Director of Development here at ASK, and ASK stands for Assistance, Support, and Kindness. So really, we have a vision of every, across Virginia, where every child with cancer and their family has support that they need to get through cancer diagnosis, and that kind of all leads into our mission, which is to make life better for kids with cancer and their families across Virginia. We kind of do this in three different ways. The first is education assistance. The second is family support, so like financial aid. And then the third is giving opportunities for community and connection where kids can just come and be kids, not let a cancer diagnosis kind of differentiate them from their peers.
I'll tell you something, Kelsey. Number one, I can't think of a more vital organization, and I cannot think of a less pleasant situation that leads to involvement with ASK. I don't know how you and the team over there are able to keep it together, but you keep it together and you do such great things, thanks to Tony and some other folks, to help those kids. My God, it's got to be just a moment's notice between maybe a tear and maybe a smile.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I think all of us here at ASK, we lean on our families as much as they lean on us to see how resilient those children, the children can be. And I mean, across Virginia, 6 to 7 kids each week are diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis. So that means over 540 kids are in active treatment. So it's a bunch of stories that we are so honored to be able to share with our community.
Well, it is a marvelous, marvelous mission, and I'm curious to know when you interact with these families and say, look, you've just gotten the absolute worst news that any mom or dad is ever going to think about getting, but we're here. Do they even fully appreciate it that first day, or is it, you know, like a little bit in the process before they go, man, that Kelsey and that...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That whole crew, they're good people.
I think... it varies, honestly, from family to family. Some families, when they get that diagnosis, there's a little bit of that shock, that denial, that anger. And then I think there are other families who they just go and they are very willing to accept everything that the community is willing to give them. So it's just definitely a case-by-case basis. But at the end, all the families are grateful for the support that we've been able to give them because we let families just focus on their child at that time. We try so hard to take the stress away from the families, whether they're paying for their mortgage, their utility bill, buying grocery gift cards, gas gift cards. Kind of we are able to customize that support to whatever that family needs at the time.
Wow. Do me a favor, because I've got to ask Tony one more follow-up question, but give everybody the website for your organization, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So the website for ASK is ask. CCF.org.
You're going to have to spell that again. Ask.
CCF.org.
Okay, askccs.org. Excellent. I'm going to share that on all of my social media. Tony, I got to ask you, man, because I joke about this, and people think I'm joking, but again, I think I'm serious. I have no idea what you do for a living, except play golf, because every time I encounter you, you got those spiked shoes on. Even at my house with the new floors, you got the spiked shoes on. But somehow, some way, what was it that motivated you to say, you know, these are a couple of really great causes, I just want to help?
A buddy of mine was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We had an outing just to support him, and a year later after he beat it, we decided, hey, let's celebrate. And we had about, I think it was about 48 guys that we rounded up and said, hey, if we got this many idiots together, we better raise some money for some good. And we stumbled on to Ask and Blue Friday. So I was just going back through my records, and if we hit our goal this year, since we've been doing this in our seventh year, we'll exceed $100,000 given away.
It's incredible.
I was blown away when I recapped that. And this year we're hoping to raise more. We've got an online auction this year with, you know, literally trips around the world, autographed sports memorabilia, like a signed glove by Mike Tyson, all kinds of stuff. We've got a website for that. And before I forget, I want to thank our key sponsors, because I've made a commitment to never outprice this tournament so that, you know, the people that got us where we are today can't afford it. So Dan with Atlantic Constructors has been huge. Shane with Workspace 101. Nate with Chewy's Tex-Mex. Chris with Wawa. Josh with X-Golf. And Eddie with the Eddie Owens Enterprises organization.
Wow. All right. All great people. Now, I'll tell you what I need you to do, Tony. You send me an email with all of their websites, along with Kelsey's website for the Ask. Get it to me so I can put it up on all of my social media. And is it too late for me to donate some sort of Jeff Katz thing that somebody might be, you talked about idiots, there might be somebody there dumb enough or crazy enough or you know, imbibed enough to bid on something I donated?
It's never, ever too late to give, that's for sure. And if you're not playing golf, you can participate in the auction.
Okay.
Go to Jeff's social media.
Yep.
And go to yourcharityauction.com/askchildhoodcancer, and okay, you can start bidding right away. That auction is going to run from today until the end of the tournament on October 25th.
Okay, I will get, number one, you get me all that stuff, I'll get it up. Number two, I will let you know what I got available to donate. I'll send you the pictures, and here's to another fantastic golf outing. I love this, Tony, and I'm sure Kelsey feels the same way. I just appreciate the fact that you are willing to do this. I really do. It's just one of those things that was unasked, it's unexpected, and that's what makes it that much more valuable when you and 144 guys and gals go out there and say, yeah, we want to be part of this. That's just, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jeff. We sure appreciate it. And one of the auction items will be date night at Casa del Cats. That'll be a big ticket item.
Now you're laughing. All right, no, I'm going to see if I can noodle that around and come up with something close to that. Good thinking there, Brewster. I like it. That is Tony Brewster, who is truly a Central Virginia gem. That is Kelsey Olszewski, who has a lovely name, but a much more important mission with the Ask Children's Cancer Foundation, and they're good, solid people. Thanks for being here, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.